Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Many of you have listened to my show for a number of years, and you have emailed me and talked to me about many, many things. One of the main topics that you've talked to me about has been about gratitude, has been about grace, has been about being at this place where the journey becomes as important, if not more important, than the end result of the lives that we live. And today joining the show is someone that knows a bit about that. My guest today is Olivia Newton-John, and most of us know her from the fabulous, fabulous work that she has done. And for many of us, we are still hopelessly devoted to her. And as a matter of fact, probably more so than ever, because you'll hear today in this interview about a woman who has committed and dedicated herself to contributing to the greater good of all of us, and really honoring the dignity of the human spirit. And she's joining us today because we've got some very important things to talk about and some pretty fun things to talk about as well. Olivia, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's lovely to talk to you.
It's wonderful to talk with you. And what I'd like to do is start out with a conversation about this wonderful CD that you've produced, Grace and Gratitude. As a matter of fact, I've been sitting in the studio waiting for this interview to happen, and I've had people come in because I'm in the background playing the CD, and I've got people that coming in, and they're just standing here. I'm asking them, do you want to use the studio? And they're basically saying, no, what, the music is beautiful. And I said,
lovely.
I said, that's Olivia Newton-John. And so out of the fires rises the phoenix. How would you describe your journey in terms of this CD, but more importantly, the obstacles that you've overcome in your life?
Well, I think that, you know, all the obstacles that I've been through, and I'm so lucky to be here now, have led me to this place of just total gratitude for being alive, for being healthy, for having gone through so many things that has given me so much, enriched my life in a lot of ways, because you don't, you know, unfortunately, you don't usually grow without some kind of pain in your life. And so this album is really, you know, gratitude. They say actually that when you give thanks, whether you pray, whether you just say thank you to a person, whatever you do, makes you feel good. It creates a physical sense of well-being in your body. And so I say thank you all the time. Even if I'm, and if you're feeling down, look around the room and say thank you for something in there that will make you feel good, whether it's a flower, whether it's the dog walking by, whatever. A sense of gratitude makes you feel better about everything.
So many people are in this world today, and I don't know what your experience is, but I know that for our listeners, I have hundreds of people that call in, and they're looking for a deeper meaning. They're looking for a purpose. And it's like the power of their soul is really rocking them.
Yes.
What can you say to our listeners that are experiencing this right now?
I think it is a time of great turmoil, or maybe we're just becoming more aware of it. I think that, you know, the environment has been an issue and a concern of mine for many years, but for the majority of people, it's just become to the forefront because it has been suppressed for so long, the knowledge of what is going on our planet. So people are probably in a state of flux and shock and whatever, but I think that, you know, the power of our thoughts and that we can create good and we can all make a difference by doing something positive in our lives to make change, to make things improve. And I think that the human spirit is very powerful and we have a lot of strength to put into turning things around. And I think that believing that and believing in the higher good, that there is higher good on the planet and that we can turn it around, I think that's really important. It makes you feel better about things to have that attitude and thank the universe for what we do have, you know, because there's so much beauty.
Well, there's so much beauty in your expression, not only in this fabulous CD that you've produced, but in the way that you live your life. And that, to me, is such a powerful, powerful image, not just for people, but especially for women. As you decide to do what you do each day, what are the thoughts that you have about influencing the world? Do you sit down and think, I'm creating this for the greater good of mankind, womankind?
I don't think I have grandiose thoughts. I think I know that I'm a singer and I'm not a scientist and I can't do anything really important that way, but a nuclear physicist or something like my grandfather. But I can hopefully bring some pleasure with my music, and I can just pass on knowledge, I think, just from having lived a bit and gone through some experiences. I create music really for myself and for what I like, and hope that other people like it. Like this Grace and Gratitude is an album that I really wrote for myself as a form of healing for myself, and I think that a lot of people understand that because it comes from my heart, and I have always been very interested in the mind-body connection and the power of our thoughts and of positive thinking over negative thinking. And, I've read when I was going through cancer that people that had positive thought recovered better than the people that were negative about their recovery. I mean, those things are, I think, pretty much documented. So it's always been interesting to me. And I went through a difficult year, a couple of years, and this album just seemed to me that was the only way I could go with my music. I didn't feel like singing trivial pop songs, and I didn't want to sing about, anything except what was true to my heart. And these songs really were inspired by works of Deepak Chopra originally, who I've always been incredibly fond of in his writings. And then I read a book by a wonderful author whose name is Carolyn Miss, and she wrote a book called Anatomy of the Spirit, and she talks about how the body has different power centers that we call chakras. That's been probably a term that people that do yoga have heard. And each chakra or energy field in your body reflects a different part or area of your body, and it also reflects your psychological and your spiritual and your emotional well-being. And so my friend Amy Skye, who produced the album and co-wrote most of the songs with me on the album, and I sat down and researched that and discovered that, each part of your body which has this emotional component attached to it, there's a song reflected in it. So we wrote songs like, Learn to, Pearls on a Chain, which is how we're all connected as people. A song called To Be Wanted, which is how you're connected in relationship. Learn to Love Yourself, which is you learning to love yourself, which is the most probably important relationship that we have. And then your relationship to your spirituality, Let Go, Let God. I Will Lift Up My Eyes, which is a beautiful tune, and The Power of Now, that we wrote about living in the moment, that was a famous book also. So each song kind of reflects different spirituality, and we have chants from Tibet, and we have words and prayers from Judaism and Islam, and Latin benediction from the Catholic Mass, and a poem attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. So we try to incorporate, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much now.
No,
we're
you're
trying
not,
to incorporate
yes.
all the different belief systems on the planet, because I believe that we're all really looking for love and acceptance, and we just find it in a different path, but all the paths hopefully leading to the same thing. So we try to incorporate it, everyone's, as many people as we could into the record.
This is fabulous. This is such a powerful message, and in a number of different ways, Olivia. And most of my listeners know that you and I were speaking and going to speak tonight, and they wanted to express their gratitude for your work, for your contribution, and for putting into words, because there is power in words,
Yeah, very much.
Very much. For putting into words what they feel so deeply in their hearts but cannot really express.
Yes. And music somehow, I think, is such a common denominator. And music with a lyric can often touch your heart more quickly than if someone says it to you, because the music kind of empowers the lyric somehow. So if you hear, you need to learn to love yourself, I have a few friends who were really emotionally moved by that because they kind of knew it on some kind of subliminal level, but when they heard it, it was like, oh my goodness, you're absolutely right, I need to do that, So I just hope that it touches people and it helps to heal the heart and connect us all to one another, which is what we need to do to help heal the planet and ourselves.
It is so true that this is such an important time. Some people have called this year a year of such expansiveness. Some folks look at it from astrological terms, from the Mayan calendar.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And, you know, you've been touring, you've been connecting with people. What's the sense that you get from the people that you get to actually turn to and look into their eyes?
I get the sense that people are growing. And I get the sense that people are opening their hearts to the belief that we need to change and we need to accept each other and accept each other's beliefs and not, you know, fight over them, but accept that someone can think something differently than you and believe something differently than you, but they're still a good person and they're still, you know, we could still be friends and work things out. And I think it's like it's a time we need to do that because there's a bigger picture that's more important, which is helping the planet and the species on the planet that are threatened by the pollution that, you know, we have.
It's so much so. And, you know, the CD title is Grace and Gratitude. And, you've just mentioned Carolyn Mace, of course, who has been on my show as well several times. When you use the term grace, and we hear this, many people have an internal, a cellular reaction, and I think Carolyn talks about that. What does grace mean to you in the context of your journey?
I think acceptance of life and its journey and its ups and downs without blame, without anger. I mean, anger is part of your, you know, part of healing. They say there are seven stages of healing. I very rarely go to the anger place because I can't see the benefit. it doesn't really prove anything. It doesn't heal anything. I mean, I'll cry, but for me that, you know, everyone has a different way of getting there and it's very normal to go there. But I think acceptance of life and just trying to make the best of everything, is what it means to me.
Hmm. And we're going to talk more about this. Now, many of the folks are asking about the CD and where it's available and about the fabulous partnership that you've developed. And I think it's important to really let folks know about what your vision is, how you've created this, not in context of the music alone.
Yes, well, I was approached by Walgreens to do sell my breast product, which is a wonderful self-exam kit for women that is like a magnifying glass for your fingers, whereas when you do a breast self-exam, it makes any lumps or changes in your breast much more easy to detect because it magnifies them 10 times with this very simple little breast pad. And Walgreens wanted to market that. And when we were talking about that, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a CD to go along with this? Because music is how I express myself best.
Mm-hmm.
And to have the music along with the breast health kit, and we had a breast health supplement also, the three things kind of working together, because people recognize me much more from music than they would from, you know, from the health issue. But it was a way to get into health on a healing level and then introduce the live kit. So that's how we started with Walgreens, and I think that we're going to be moving forward with some other products which are going to be organic and use recycled paper, and I want to develop products for women to make them feel good. And, you know, even if you have 5 minutes a day, you could sit down with a cup of, you know, make a cup of tea and burn a soy candle and have 5 minutes of peace.
Well, thank you, Olivia. Absolutely, we need a minute of peace. Let's take a minute of peace right now and take a short break. And what you're going to be listening to, you're going to be listening to one of the tracks from Olivia's CD. And the track that we're going to be listening to is Love is Letting Go of Fear. So we'll be right back after this short break with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Pain is something that you can't ignore. Wondering what the hurt is for. Your heart feels something that I can't explain. You yearn for love, but you're afraid to change. inside your heart. True love that you long for, that's where it starts. And your try for love, and your cry for
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a beautiful track from Olivia Newton-John's CD, Grace and Gratitude. Olivia, I know that you have had this amazing vision for not only the CD, but for helping women. And so I know you're in partnership with Walgreens. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that and start to begin this conversation with you around what your vision is, how you're planning to really bring this information out into the world to help women that are so in need of having information and having products and having ways for them to really learn about how to really take care of themselves.
Well, I hope with, you know, I have the CD, Grace and Gratitude, and I'm writing a book right now with a wonderful woman who's helping me put it together so I can verbalize some of these things, and we'll be selling that with the CD. And I think, you know, I know as a woman, and speaking firsthand, of we try to be everything to everybody. You know, we're mothers, we're working, we're taking care of everything, because women, we're multitaskers, and that is easy for us, you know. But it's also very wearing, and I have so many friends that take so little time for themselves and very rarely sit down and just, you know, put their feet up and have a cup of tea. And, you know, it's always doing for the family and for other people. And so I think that one of the things that's really important is to find some place in your house that's yours, some little area that you can make your own little nook and take time for yourself every day. And I'd like to encourage that. And when I create these products that we'll be doing, which, by the way, a large portion will be going to my hospital, or breast cancer research, but products that they can, you know, take 5 minutes to enjoy, like a special candle or, you know, a beautiful hand cream that the scent will make you feel good for a bit. You know, they're just little things, but little things are important.
Well, and you actually talk about this, and you talk about how important it is for us to learn to love ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
And when we're talking about something like breast cancer, and having, of course, firsthand experience and friends and family, it's difficult sometimes for us as women to get to that place where we can love ourselves. It traumatizes us in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and there's some kind of guilt attached with, and I'd have to say some of it is from, you know, religion. I think that you feel guilty for loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like being conceited or something, but it's really important to take care of yourself and care about yourself, because it starts there. Then you can take care of everybody else. It's like in a plane when I've got it backwards. You have to take care of yourself first, and then you can take care of other people. You know?
Exactly. Well, you know, in the track on your CD, when you talk about learn to love yourself, and what I love about the title is you're saying learn to love yourself.
Yes.
And it is a learning journey for
it
a
is,
lot of
it?
Women. Are you kidding?
Yes.
It's hard to put the broom down.
I know. It's true. And, you know, it's... there's another song on here too called Love is Letting Go of Fear, and that's another thing that we need to do. It's like you need love it, you know, being afraid to let go and love again because we've been hurt. But, you know, we have one line here that says, remember the wounded bird still sings, and remember that faith has tiny wings. Love is letting go of fear. Love is letting go of doubt. You know, all these things are just little lessons that we really know and we hear them, but somehow in music sometimes they get through.
Well, music helps us to really open up our hearts.
Yeah.
And I think that's, for me, when I listen to the CD, it really is a way for one to open up our hearts. There are many people that have tried to, you know, sit down and meditate and have tried to get in touch and be in the present, be here now, and have difficult time for this. And so far, the folks that I know that have the CD use this as a way to get to that place.
Well, that's wonderful, because we didn't. The reason that the tracks flow together and create 1 hour of nonstop music was just for that reason, so that you wouldn't be jarred, you know, when one track stopped and the next song started. I said to Amy, let's make it one piece of continuous music, so that it's like you can relax to it, you can meditate, you can have a massage. In fact, I have a spa in Australia, and they've designed a massage around it. So I would like to mention there are a few different places where you can get the CD, because
yes,
people probably don't know. One is Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
The other is olivianewtonjohn.com, and also on iTunes.
Okay. And so we'll make sure that folks know about this.
Thank you.
They're listening to tracks from the CD in between our segments here.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're going to make sure that folks hear the CD or pieces of it, because it is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
There is a track in here that I wanted to ask you about, and ask you about it relative to the work that you're doing with cancer, the
uh-huh.
Cancer Center. And the track is, I Will Lift Up My Eyes.
Yes.
And I love this. I mean, it almost brings tears to my eyes just to read the words. And you talk about there's a gate around the garden. There's a lock upon the gate. There's a key that longs to open. There's a river flowing somewhere. To a sea that knows her name, there's a ship that sails upon it. And I was struck when I was reading that, as well as listening to it, in terms of your effort, what you're doing, not only a cancer awareness, but to really make sure that there are funds so that we can really put an end to this.
Yes, well, you know, I'm very proud that in Australia, in my hometown, they asked if they could build a cancer center with my name on it. So I've been fundraising with them, I think it's 5 years now, and we just got a huge grant. We got $25 million from the government and another further $10 million from another area of the government in Australia, and we've been fundraising. And we'll be close to breaking ground in the next year, I think. I'm really excited about it. But the wonderful thing about this cancer center is that it has a research arm of the Ludwig Institute, which is a world-famous, renowned research arm that will be in the hospital, in the cancer center. So the doctors and the researchers will have direct contact with each other. And I think that, you know, we're very close to a lot of breakthroughs with it. But not only do we want to find a cure, we want to find the preventative measures so that we don't continue to get these cancers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is cleaning up our environment. That is another really, I see the link. I don't have scientific, you know, stuff, but it's pretty obvious, I think, that the change in the environment is affecting the enormity of the amount of cancers that are cropping up everywhere. So it's all linked, you know. We're not just poisoning the earth, we're poisoning ourselves, which is what's happening, and we need to do something about that. And whatever we can do in the form of helping create more research and so we can find cures for these things, you know, it's really important for our future. I want to be able to tell my daughter she doesn't have to worry about it.
Isn't this based on the idea that we are all connected?
Oh, we are totally connected.
Yeah.
Another song, Pearls on a Chain, which is about being connected, yes.
Yeah, and being connected in the idea of oneness as well. I mean, this is fabulous that you and I can have a conversation about this.
Yes.
And that there will be so many people that will listen to this and actually really get it, you see?
Yes, I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so, because it's going to take all of us to pull together to turn it all around. And I think we can. I know we can.
I know we can, too.
Yeah.
And we're really honored to be having you on our show and to bring this conversation to so many people. You know,
Thank you.
You ever think when you were doing Greece that you would be along this path? Did you have an inkling of this?
Absolutely not.
I'm kind of at the same place. I had no idea that, you know, I would be here doing radio, although my family says that I've got the bacilli gift of gab.
Well, you're a good speaker. I'd love to hear one of your seminars.
Well, you know, I'm kind of like you. I'm looking at the journey because I'm so connected to our listeners. I say that we have the best listeners anywhere. And maybe one of these days we'll get to do an interview where you'll be able to have them call in and really speak.
Oh, that'd be
and
nice.
You'll hear them.
Yeah.
Because they represent what you are talking about. And maybe we don't all have it all figured out. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely not.
You didn't have it figured out. And yet at the same time, we know that there is an action that we need to take.
Yes.
Have people said to you, Olivia, when are you going to retire?
Oh, yes.
I know, they've said it to me, too. And you respond with a new CD, right?
Yes. I respond with, I thought I was going to retire every year. And then I get inspired by something, which is really a gift. I'm so grateful that I'm always inspired to do something else because I've gone to retire so many times. It's kind of a joke now. I never actually do it, or I say I'm going to take a year off, and then someone's asked me to do this, and that would be fun. And I'm just so lucky because what I do is fun and creative. I love to create. I love music, and you know maybe I won't tour, but I love to create the music, and of course that leads me to all these other things, the healing music, which I like to do more of because that's an area that really makes me feel good when I do it, and I get such great feedback from people, and that makes me feel good.
Well, one of the folks that has the CD and they knew that we were going to talk today, they said, why don't you mention to Olivia that she could actually create an online community around the CD, what we're calling sanghas, where people could form and each week take one of the tracks and actually come together connect on that and see how people are now picking up on your creativity.
Wow, that's very interesting. I've never thought of that, but I will. I don't know how you do that, but I'm sure I have people around me that do. There's that energy again.
There's that energy again, but I've got, believe me, it's all about intention. Believe me, I can help you with this because, you know, this is a way that we come together and we share. And so part of this is really getting this message out into the world. Now, you have also created a retreat and a spa.
Yes, I have in Australia, in an area called Bangalore, which is in the hinterlands in New South Wales near Byron Bay. For people who have been to Australia, it's in a beautiful, beautiful green rolling hills. It looks somewhat, it means Australia, but you could be in Italy or somewhere. It's just beautiful. And my friend Greg Cave and I I've had a farm in that area for many years, and he'd always wanted to move. And it's a really long story, and I don't want to bore you, but basically...
Oh, you're not boring me.
We opened... It was not an intention. This was not a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think we created it out of a desire to have a place where our friends could come and hang out because we loved the place so much. And then we found this property, and we knew nothing about spas, and my friend Greg was in art. He was an art dealer, and he'd never done anything like this before but had amazing taste. And we saw this property just because we were driving around looking at properties. We fell in love with it, and we both, I swear this is true, we both dreamt about it the same night, came into the kitchen in the morning to have breakfast, and he said, I dreamt about that place we saw yesterday, and we bought it, and we called it Bella Vista. And I said, oh, I don't like that name, but I said, I dreamt about it, and we called it Gaia. So we had this make-believe kind of fight about this property we didn't even have. and it manifested a year later. We bought it with some friends. Someone else had an offer and we couldn't even get it. And I said, if it's meant to be ours, it'll come back. And here we are, 2 years. We just celebrated our 2 years and we're doing so well. And it's a beautiful healing. It's a beautiful area. It's very peaceful. It's healing. We have beautiful food and beautiful therapies. And I'm just so lucky because it's near my house. I'm not stupid. I go there for a massage and a good meal, and it's wonderful.
That's the way to do the planning. But how could you go wrong when you name something Gaia?
I know. It's the spirit of Mother Earth, and that's what it feels like. And apparently it was a very sacred spiritual ground for the Aboriginals many, many years ago. So it's got a really wonderful healing feeling to it, to the land.
Now, if people want to find out more about this, what's the best way? Is it
the website?
Well,
they can go online and look up Gaia Retreat on the web, and it'll come up.
Yes, I think the website
OliviaandJohn.com will link to it also, Gaia Retreat.
Thank you, Olivia. Let's take a short break right now. And on our way out, I'd love for each and every one of you to listen to this song about oneness, this song about connecting pearls on a chain.
Has a heart.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to a fabulous conversation that Olivia Newton-John and I are having about grace and gratitude and much more. And, you know, you and I have talked about the journey, Olivia. We've talked about how each of our lives have taken a certain path. And here you are now with a fabulous CD, a CD that is very different from what you've done before. And knowing that the many obstacles that you have overcome along the way. And so this is all part of the collective journey. The key thing that I think is so important in this, and my listeners have heard me talk about this, is the power to overcome obstacles, the power to persevere. Where do you get it from?
You know, I think I have a beautiful daughter that's really, really important to me, and I want to show her by my actions that you, in life, when you have struggles, you just go through them and you fight and you continue on. And I know that everybody has obstacles. My mother was a very strong woman who had a lot of loss in her life and loved my dad, and they got divorced and she never really got over it, but she was strong and she got a job she'd never worked before, and she, you know, she showed me that. She had some physical problems. She had osteoporosis, but she never let that worry her. She was vibrant and alive and always saw the positive. So I think, you know, I had a good teacher, and I want to pass that on to my daughter, because everyone has obstacles. I mean, we all do. And I'm very lucky. I have a wonderful life, and I've been blessed with a lot of gifts that have given me this life. And so I, you know, it's kind of my responsibility, I feel, to give back.
And most of the people that are listening to this show, they so honor that, and they so honor that because I think we all look for people that we can really borrow faith in a lot of situations. Sometimes we kind of get, you know, down and out, and we lose faith, and we have to borrow it.
Yeah, and that's fine, as long as it gets you back on track.
Exactly.
You know, I've had my moments. We all have. You know, I've been in that place, and it's difficult, but you just, somewhere deep down, you got to believe that, you know, you'll get better. And if you're really, really down, then you go and see a doctor and you ask for an antidepressant to get you out of the hole for a short time, you know, because that sometimes people get that bad, they need help.
Well, it's all part of what we do to really take care of ourselves, is what
exactly.
You've talked about. I mean, you know, I spent a year sitting on the couch.
Yeah, oh, did you?
I did.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I just came back from a 3-day seminar where I was doing some speaking, and I shared that story. And the reason I shared that story is because of how open you have been in sharing your story, and I knew I was preparing for today.
Oh, there you go.
And the response from people connecting to us at that level was beyond anything I could imagine. There were women in the audience crying. And
yeah.
Do you know that you represent that level of inspiration for people?
I don't, but I hope that I can be of help. You know, when I was really at my lowest, I went on antidepressants for a short time, and they got me out of that hole, and then I was able to wean myself off when I felt strong enough. And I would, you know, and I know people that haven't done that and have really got themselves into deep trouble, and so I you know, when you get to that space, it becomes a physical thing. Then you need to get help.
Mm.
If you can't do it with your mind anymore, sometimes life just gets too difficult, and you can overcome to a certain time. And I'm a strong person, but there are times when you just need that little extra help, and people shouldn't be ashamed.
And we carry a lot of shame, and we touched on this earlier. And I wanted to ask you. You mentioned Deepak Chopra earlier.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you on how he has been an inspiration to you.
Well, yeah, well, Deepak, I was lucky enough to meet him when I first had breast cancer in 1992, and I was introduced to him by a wonderful woman who unfortunately has passed away. She had breast cancer then, and they had a reoccurrence a few years ago, but she introduced me to Deepak, and he helped me and gave me mantras for meditation and really took me under his wing for a while, and I would see him every now and again, and he was just inspiring to me, and I'll be forever grateful to him for that. In fact, we just made a movie together that will be coming out in May, I believe, called The Laws of Seven Laws of Attraction. And we filmed it, and I haven't seen it put together. It is put together. I'm about to get a copy, but I was very proud to be able to work with him.
Well, and let me ask you this. Isn't one of the tracks on the CD?
Yes, that's right. Yes. I sing it on the movie. Mm-hmm. I sing it in the movie.
It's a beautiful, beautiful track. And at the same time, it really does sum up for me what we're talking about today. The words, when you look at them and you read them and you hear them, where you talk about the silence and the despair and the blindness and the darkness, you also talk about, let me sing praise, let me bring hope, let me bring sight, let me bring light.
What's wonderful, this song was written by Amy Sky and her husband, Mark Jordan, who they're both wonderful singer-songwriters from Canada, and Stephen Mokio, who's a wonderful musician. And they took the words from the poem by St. Francis of Assisi. They adapted it from that. So people will recognize this song when they hear it. It's such a beautiful song. It's called Instrument of Peace.
It's a very beautiful song. And it is one of the songs that I mentioned earlier that we're playing throughout this interview as well. You know, you have recently been out in the media, on television, in many, many different ways. How did that feel for you?
You mean when they were talking about me, when I was just talking to them? You mean both?
Yes.
It's very difficult to be when you see things about yourself that are either untrue or blown out of proportion or whatever. It's difficult. I try not to read it. I try to stay away from it as much as possible. And it's difficult. And I feel really, really sorry for the Britneys of this world and all these young girls that have to deal with all this kind of thing before they've had the time and the experience to really understand that it's, you know, it's tomorrow's, in Australia we call it tomorrow's fish and chip paper. It's just fodder. It's fodder for the media because they need, you know, they need continuous feeding. It's like a feeding frenzy because they have to have material to print, basically. So they don't really care where they get it from as long as they have something they can write about. And it is very difficult. I'm lucky that, you know, I've been through so many years of it that I can deal with it better. But I feel sorry for these young girls that have to be constantly under scrutiny by these people.
Well, and it really is a challenge, and I think that they can look to you, and certainly there are many people that do, to see how you stand tall with integrity and with grace and with gratitude and really create some very, very strong shoulders for a lot of us to really stand on. We're very grateful for what you're doing and for the message that you're taking out into the world.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you. Well, thank you for what you're doing.
This has been an interesting journey. I really love talking to folks on the radio and inspiring people to live life full out, to really be who they can be.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm kind of like you. If you'd have asked me even 4 years ago if I'd be sitting here talking with Olivia Newton-John, I probably wouldn't have believed not one bit of it. But isn't part of this in what we learn each day as opposed to kind of future tripping? Isn't this about being in the now?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, you have to think to the future but live in the moment and enjoy every little thing as much as you can. It's kind of Zen-ish, you know, to appreciate the cup of tea you're drinking rather than thinking about what you're doing in 5 minutes, so you can't appreciate the tea you're drinking. Because I think what becomes apparent to me all the time is that it could change at any moment. You know, anything could happen to you in 2 minutes from now or to somebody else. Life changes really quickly. So you need to be thankful every day for the day you've had. That's what I do.
And in this beautiful conversation, and I want to thank you so much for sharing such a wonderful part of your journey with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And what would you like to say to the folks that'll listen to this, Olivia? I mean, what would be your personal message for them to inspire them?
Oh, goodness me. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for any people out there who have been supportive and encouraging to me during my journey and my career. And there have been a lot of wonderful fans who have been there for me for a long time. And I think what what we're talking about, just to try and keep a positive attitude, because it makes a big difference in your life to see the good in people and see the good in others and be accepting of others. And not to judge people too harshly, because everyone's trying to do their best in their journey. And I think if we show compassion to one another and forgiveness and kindness to one another, we can make it work.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I want to remind everyone that's listening, Olivia Newton-John, fabulous CD, Grace and Gratitude. Well, this is very, very powerful, and a very powerful interview, and I want to thank you so much. I mean, this is such an important message for so many people. Olivia Newton-John has been an inspiration, as I said before, to so many folks in so many ways, and continues to bring a very powerful message out into the world. And Olivia, I know that in some ways you've only just begun. Don't you think?
Well, yes, I hope so. I really do. I'd like to continue doing this. No, I don't hope so. I know so. There's another thing. You have to believe it. So I have to remind myself, too, you know.
Well, that's okay. You know, we could call each other, you know.
Yeah, right.
Do girlfriend night.
There you go.
And again, this has been such a wonderful chat with you and a time to spend together. And we can certainly talk offline about the songers around the CD. I'm really looking forward to the movie.
Oh, thank you.
This is exciting. And you said it was going to be coming out in May?
It's coming out in May.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly will look forward to that and to your powerful message. I know many of the listeners have wanted me to say that they are still very devoted to you.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much. And many, many blessings to you and your wonderful journey and all that you do.
Well, same to you, Pat. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's show. And as we've talked about throughout the show is about grace and about gratitude. And right now, I am so grateful for so many people in my life. And let me start off by being grateful for each and every one of you that tune in every week, whether it's on Voice America, whether it's on KKNW, whether it's out of Tampa, Chicago, Boston. It doesn't matter. Each and every one of you have contributed to changing the vibration on the planet in the work that we do and the show that we produce. I want to thank Tacey Trump for making this happen from the bottom of my heart. She's been my producer on Voice America from day one. I want to thank Benny Mathers for his expert job in putting this interview together and creating the wonder that you have just experienced. And all of the people in the background to the Dr. Pat Show, Bobby Baxter, Brian Kravitz, and Carol Singleton, each and every one contribute to what you hear every time you listen to the Dr. Pat Show. And as I said before, so many people have been so inspirational in my life, and I thank each and every one of you. Today's show is truly about gratitude. Take some time to look at your life and know that there are people, there are places, there are things that have blessed you in some way. Until next week, make yourselves a fabulous week, and know that we love each and every one of you here at the Dr. Pat Show.
Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is falsehood, let me bring truth. Bring all